This content features my AI-generated voice and an AI avatar. The content, opinions, and professional assessments are entirely my own and are based on my original materials. Using advanced technology allows me to bring you new content more quickly, more consistently, and even more up-to-date insights. Now enjoy watching and listening.
Hey guys, have you ever had a young patient whose canine just refuses to erupt properly? Early diagnosis of palatally displaced maxillary canines can make a world of difference and sometimes even prevent complex surgical interventions later on. Today, we'll explore practical guidelines for general dental practitioners to identify the warning signs early and manage them with effective interceptive strategies. When I talk to colleagues about the palatally displaced maxillary canine, one theme always comes up: timing. We all know how unpredictable this tooth can be, yet we often forget how much we can influence the outcome if we catch it early. The permanent canine has a long, complex eruption path. When its direction goes astray, especially toward the palate, things can quickly become complicated. Surgical exposure, orthodontic traction, prolonged treatment, all of these are consequences of late diagnosis. That's why I always remind general practitioners, by age 10, you should be able to feel the canine buccally. If you can't, or if there's asymmetry, it's time for a radiograph. Don't wait for the patient to grow out of it. The window for interceptive action is narrow. Now, what can we actually do? For decades, we've talked about removing the primary canine to encourage the permanent one to erupt. The data are mixed, but a consistent trend has emerged. Extraction increases the odds of eruption roughly threefold. It's not a guarantee, but it's a meaningful benefit, especially in a 10 to 13 year old with enough space in the arch. If the permanent canine crown is far from the midline, more than about 11 millimeters, it may erupt on its own. But once it crosses the midline or lies in the higher sectors, spontaneous eruption is unlikely. In those cases, even after extraction, we should prepare for surgical exposure and orthodontic alignment. So, how should we act in practice? If the patient is between 10 and 12, the primary canine is firm and there's adequate space, go ahead and extract. Then monitor closely for 12 months. Most canines that are going to erupt will do so within that time. If nothing changes radiographically, refer for specialist care. In short, early detection is our best tool. A simple palpation and a routine checkup can make the difference between straightforward interceptive care and years of complex treatment. That's the message I'd like every colleague to take away. Be vigilant, act early, and never underestimate the value of one timely radiograph. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.